This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's paramilitary said on Saturday they had seized the presidential palace and the international airport in Khartoum in what appeared to be a coup attempt. The force and the army accused each other of starting the clashes that erupted in various Sudanese cities. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Clashes in Sudan interrupt the state TV broadcast from the studio in Omdurman, forcing it off air. A powerful Sudanese paramilitary said it had seized the presidential palace, the army chief's residence, and Khartoum International Airport on Saturday. The apparent coup attempt by the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, came as clashes erupted with the army and raised fears of a full-blown conflict. Eyewitness video shows gunmen opening fire on a street in Khartoum as people take cover. Eyewitnesses also reported shooting in other cities. Doctors said civilians were injured in clashes in residential neighborhoods. The RSF and the army accused each other of attacking first.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Hanoi on his first visit to Vietnam since becoming the top U.S. diplomat, and he met Saturday with Vietnam's prime minister to discuss strengthening ties between the two nations. At a news conference, he said the U.S.-Vietnamese relationship is important for the security and stability of the Indo-Pacific region.
I also focused on how our countries can advance a free and open Indo-Pacific, one that is at peace and grounded in respect for the rules-based international order.
Blinken's visit to Vietnam is part of the Biden administration's campaign to counter China's increasing influence in the region. He spoke with other top officials to discuss upgrading diplomatic and security connections. From Washington, this is VOA News.